Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Texter really seems to be enjoying the video that you took and put on your Instagram story of the near fatal cramp that occurred.
Yes.
Earlier this morning.
It was. I've never. That was horrifying because I've never seen you
in pain.
You have felt that, like, and I've seen you in pain because I've watched you write a tuition check, but I've never seen, like, your body contort like that.
Did you realize suddenly how much you love me? Like, as soon as you saw me in pain, you realized that you wanted to help?
I was kind of wondering if I could do anything to further it.
You had a sudden realization?
Yes, well, I did. All of a sudden, it all just came crashing down upon me. Well, I have been in love with you for 15 years.
If you follow...
I've only known you for 14 and a half years.
If you follow Danielle on the Instagram, then you'll be able to check that out. Now, Victoria Gotti is going to join us. This last hour, I think 9:35 is when she is coming on, and she wants to promote a movie that she produced, which is called Victoria Gotti, My Father's Daughter. Would you like to guess what cable outlet that is premiering on? Can anyone guess?
PBS?
What's so funny?
Lifetime?
A Lifetime Network premiere.
So
following Meredith Baxter Burney and Not Without My Sandwich.
Oh, no Marky Post?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was hot.
Yeah, so she'll join us in about a half an hour. So, Danielle, you were telling me this morning that a New Orleans Saints fan passed away.
Yes.
And his obituary says that he was so not into watching the Super Bowl that he died right before it.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't
have to watch it. I'm a sucker for a fun obit.
Do you like the fun obituaries?
I do, because it's like, you know what? You died. It's all the same BS. They leave behind the kids, the grandkids, the brother, this one, the other thing. This is what they did. They lived here their whole life. Nobody gives a crap. Make it something, you know, give me something that will make people remember me with a chuckle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Danielle died peacefully surrounded by 67 cats. And then we sent them all to be put down and we buried them with her. Like, something funny.
Oh,
like, I hope I'm not manifesting that. But anyway, so this guy, Henry Jome, he was 65 years old when he passed, and I'm going to read from his obituary verbatim. Passed away on Sunday, February 3rd, 2019 at 1 p.m., determined not to watch the Super Bowl. He was a native of New Orleans, an Army veteran, et cetera, et cetera. His obituary said he was always the life of the party wherever he went. He was charismatic, always made us laugh, and he loved being with his family, having Easter crawfish boils and New Year's Eve fireworks.
Oh,
wow.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Also had an RV with his wife, and they would travel around with the dog.
How do you feel about crawfish? Not enough meat on the bone.
Well, that's why you got to get about 100 of them.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, and pick
in a pot.
Too much work.
It's an event.
That's why you add the potatoes.
Yeah, there you go.
You go to places to get king crab legs where it's already split open and removed from the shell.
No, I don't like those either.
You don't like king crab?
When you go down to like Maryland and they have the soft shell crabs.
Oh, the crab boys.
Not enough.
Greg, come on. Hire someone to do it.
Come on, Hilldog. You didn't love the ocean deck you get the two Bud Lights and the two soft shell crabs?
I like a
$5.
I like a big hunk of meat. What? Meat? A big hunk of
beef? You just created a new one.
Yeah.
Meef. It's what for dinner? Meef. All right. Well, that's good. I like a. I agree with you. Creative obituary is good.
Makes you chuckle. Lifts everyone's spirits a little. You know, we're already dealing with death and the morbid,
so
make people laugh.
All right. It is 9:07 and time for this.
And now, LB.
Hey, fun boys, get the room.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
The Bruins choked away a 3-1 lead last night. They lose 4-3 in a shootout.
He scored!
He's given a little to the Bruins bench. There's been a lot of chirping between Marchand and D'Angelo, and right there after he scores, D'Angelo already says, "I think I got this."
Yeah, you can chat. You can chat it up when you get the winning goal. Heinen, Pasta, and Berge had the goals for the good guys in the loss. The LA Kings are in on Saturday. The Celtics have LeBron and the Lakers tonight. It is a 7:30 tip-off as usual. The NBA trade deadline is today. The Celts are not buyers or sellers, according to the Hoops gods. Look, Brad Stevens has these guys rolling right now. And I'll enjoy a nice deep playoff run for the Celtics. Over at Gillette, Bill Belichick hired a new D general to replace Brian Flores. Flores went to Miami to become the head coach. Rutgers' Greg Schiano is the new guy. And the boys of summer, time begins. Pitchers, catchers, Fort Myers Wednesday. Mm. Full squad a week from Monday. The Red Sox. They also have a trophy again. they're back. National Pigskin Signing Day is history. No surprise. Bama and Nick are number one. Georgia, Texas, Texas A&M, and LSU rounded out the top five to grab the best high school ballers of all time. Congrats to our assistant producer, Letty. Wide receiver, all-star, a legend. Good luck in Germany's Pro Football League.
Woo!
Next year, go. It's Ingolstadt Dukes v. Gates. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
All right, time for the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
MyPillow. We all know Hillman loves his MyPillows, and we know you will too. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to get 50% off the four-pack special, two premium bed pillows, and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to save. So very interesting and important decision made by the Supreme Court here in Massachusetts. The involuntary manslaughter conviction against Michelle Carter is being upheld. Now, if you recall, she is the woman or the young woman who was accused of basically encouraging her ex to commit suicide. There were a lot of text messages. Remember, she told him to get back in the truck
because he
said he got out. He was nervous. Conrad Roy was his name.
Yeah.
So the court rejected the argument that was made by her lawyers that the conviction violates her First Amendment right to free speech. I thought that was pretty interesting. The judge said that instead it was Michelle's duty to either call the police or Conrad's family.
Hmm. How do you feel about that?
I'm on board. I agree.
You are?
Yeah.
When it comes to text messages.
Words can be very powerful. And, you know, this wasn't just like she left a comment on his Facebook page. This was a very lengthy conversation that went on, and she knew that he was clearly struggling. So it's, you know, it was definitely a very tough case. But based on what I saw, I think that it's right for her to do some time on this. She's going to serve 15 months in prison.
Not enough.
No.
Really?
Not enough. She knew for a long time he was suicidal.
Yeah.
She knew what kind of state of mind he had and how fragile he was. Yeah. And yes, she did early on try to talk him out of it. But you don't just say, just go ahead and do it.
Right.
Okay? Because this is supposedly your boyfriend. Okay? To someone that you may or may not be in love with. And she's coaxing him into it.
Yeah.
Knowing full on what his state of mind is. Knowing that he's on that verge. He's standing on the cliff right there.
So do you feel the same way about somebody who is having conversations that aren't caught on text and somebody then goes on to kill themselves?
If you're coding someone who is suicidal and you know it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I understand the free speech thing, but in this case, this guy was suffering severe depression, obviously, and he was going to kill himself, and she was just egging him on.
She's premeditated, right? Like, she knew his situation.
Yeah, she knew.
And so she woke up every day and said, you know what? I'm going to do this, and I'm going to say everything I'm going to say to him because I know he wants to kill himself to get him there. That's premeditated.
Why didn't he?
Well, if it was premeditated, then it wouldn't be involuntary manslaughter.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think it would be a general charge.
Why didn't she call it down?
I'm sure she pleaded down.
Yeah, that was definitely a plea deal. Definitely.
My boyfriend's in a truck trying to kill himself.
Right.
Call 911.
Get some help.
Yeah. Right. All right. What else?
So if you've ever been concerned about your ex getting back at you by posting revenge porn. Our governor, Charlie Baker, is refiling a bill that looks to crack down on people that post revenge porn on the internet. So, for instance, if you sent a nude to your ex when you were dating and then you break up and they post your nude on the internet, right now there really aren't, you know, a lot of repercussions unless the person is a minor. But this new legislation would create a felony for adults who distribute a sexually explicit image for purposes of revenge or embarrassment. Governor Baker said yesterday the bill did receive strong bipartisan support from lawmakers during the last legislative session, so he's hoping to get it passed during this one.
What if people are posting pictures of you in a silver puffy jacket and then mocking you relentlessly
Maybe
about it?
You shouldn't wear it.
That's jacket revenge porn.
Is there any kind of a law against that? Or
astronaut
any,
porn.
Or anything like that?
Yeah. I don't know, Greg.
Yeah. All right. What else is in the news today?
So you know how there are certain sex words that trigger me, I guess you could say.
Yes.
You know, like stuff igs me out, like certain words.
Well, you don't like moist. Stop you don't it. Like you don't like engorged. You don't like panties.
Mm. Yeah. Scrote.
Yeah, you guess. Yeah.
I don't even like that.
Oh, she's getting sick.
I am. I'm so verklempt over this. But there is a new survey out that shows the words that make people the most uncomfortable and turn them off the most when it comes to sex. And it was a survey done by SWNS Digital. Smash was the number one word.
Oh, really? I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. Was this only women?
No, it was women and men.
Okay, it was women and men. Yeah.
Both sides.
Not very romantic to say let's smash. No.
Not about romance.
It's about smashing.
Right. Yeah.
Hump? I don't really care.
You don't
for
like hump either? No.
That's a classic. Okay.
Yeah. Right, Shu?
Yeah.
Let's hump.
Pound.
Yeah.
Take it a pound.
That's a good one. I like that.
Bang.
Yeah.
Or bang.
Yeah.
Screw.
Yeah. That one's on there, too.
Yeah, not that big of a deal. I feel like these are kind of vanilla when it comes to some of the stuff that's out there. Hit a home run.
Come on.
Like, really? That's like old
And who's
school.
Still saying that?
Like divorced 55-year-old guys on Tinder that are just getting back into the game after like 30-some-odd years.
it's the old guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hit a home run with her the other night at the bar.
I hit a home run last night. Can you?
Can you believe it, Joe?
On the road.
Oh,
yeah. On the road.
I was at Shaw's. All right. Met a lovely lady.
And finally, copulate.
Oh, yeah.
Not very sexy.
Definitely not. This is Chris on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Chris? Hold on. Chris, are you there? All right, Chris.
Talk to me, Goose.
Maybe you could call. You could call back, Chris, if you'd like.
What happened?
What else do you want to talk about, Danielle?
Three teenagers tried to rob a bank in Oklahoma City on Tuesday, but they got caught because they tried to use an Uber as their getaway car, and it didn't show up in time. Now, the Uber driver is a fellow by the name of Brandon Case, and he arrived at the bank just after the police did.
Yeah, they called me for a getaway car. So I turned the corner and come up on MidFirst Bank, and all I see is cop cars. I'm like, this is not normal. I see cops running towards the back of the building. There's like three or four of them in handcuffs, putting them in cop cars. Well, I said, did somebody rob a bank? He says, well, attempted. If you're going to do something like that, have your own car. I just count myself lucky because if the cops not got there before me, it could have turned out completely different.
One star. He was late.
Right.
Yeah.
Cancel trip.
No tip.
Yep. Pick me up. 5 stars. Don't talk. I'd add a 6 star if I could.
I had a Uber guy going down on the parade or coming back from the parade who had the whole on like candy tray.
Oh, I love that.
Oh yeah, he had candy bars. He had peppermint patties. He had cheese crackers. He had the whole vending machine going.
That's awesome.
Nobody better than the disco diva though.
I know. It wasn't a party like that.
The disco diva. I wonder if the disco diva is sad that everybody's left Atlanta.
Probably.
And now she doesn't have as much business.
I don't know, man.
Maybe you don't want that kind of business.
Everybody knows who she is now.
I wonder if she did it just for the Super Bowl or if she, Disco Diva, Does she run the like the spinning ball like during the day, or is it only at night, or what's?
Can you shut that off? I'm going to a meeting. trying to study
up. It's making
here.
Me sick.
If you Google disco diva, you might go down a dark hole.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I wasn't really expecting that. I mean, it's just disco.
All right.
Maybe they took the S out of it.
What else, Danielle?
We have discussed on the show in the past the practice of selling used underwear to individuals who are that kind of thing.
Yes.
And oftentimes, it's a very popular, not practice, but occurrence in Japan.
They have vending machines.
They do have vending machines with used panties
it's,
in them.
It's amazing.
Well, there's a Japanese man in custody, but it doesn't have to do with underwear. He's accused of stealing more than 70 pairs of shoes to sniff for sexual pleasure.
How many?
70.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah. He's 40 years old. Makoto Endo is his name. He stole both men's and women's shoes from various different places because he enjoyed sniffing the smell of well-worn footwear. He's believed to have accumulated thousands of dollars in shoes between June 2017 and August of 2018. He was arrested in September of last year, but he is going to trial this week for those thefts. So that's why we're hearing about it in the news.
Any particular type of shoes that he preferred over others?
Ferragamos. Bruno Mali's. Yes.
No, I not mean, you, him.
The into like
sweaty tennis sneakers.
Jimmy Choo. Yeah, but I would say probably like something that you'd be doing a lot of activity in.
The solution to this, get a job at a bowling alley.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Nah,
so be the shoe rental guy.
Well, I think they would fire you if you were the shoe rental guy and you were sniffing everybody's shoes
before you keep it on the down low.
Oh, you just keep it on the down low?
Go back to the office. I'm just going to check these laces.
Yeah. I think that's a crime.
It's sniffing someone's rented bowling shoe?
It's a felony. Wow. It's right up there with driving with a restricted registration and also dining on a patio in January.
Oh,
those are the big crimes that are being investigated these days. Hello, hey Chris.
Hey, what's Greg, up? Long time listener. Two part thing here.
Yes.
First thing, you know, when it comes to that sexting, you know, getting in trouble for that, and if you send a picture, it all comes down to the fundamental principles. And there's got to be consequences in this world. If you send a picture like that in a relationship or to your Tinder date or whoever it may be, there's got to be consequences. You're taking the subconscious thing that one day this might not work out, and that's going to be for the world to see. How can we start attacking people for stupid decisions? If you don't want that to happen, don't send the nude. Am I right?
See, that's my and LB's take on it, but right. You can't just give someone, you can't just like let someone walk on that and say like, oh, well, someone sent you a nude, so you can do whatever you want with it.
Well, what about, I agree if it was like, maybe if they had like a physical picture, you know, back in the day, but I feel like it all comes back to, you know, this is the internet. I feel like everyone's been instilled that my generation, I'm a millennial. I've been told this since day one by my parents. Hey, if you don't want something out there, once you click enter, that's on the internet. That's for everybody to see. See you later.
So you're saying that if you know, a woman or a man sends a nude to somebody and then they break up, that the person who is sharing that with the world should not be held accountable at all? That's
right. Crazy. I think you got to hold yourself, Greg. I think that nude that just got sent, that's, you're holding yourself partially accountable. Like, hey, if you didn't want that out there, don't send. That's guy or girl. I'm not picking on women. I'm not picking on guys. I think they send equal amount. I think it's stupid. People do it. But if you want to take the risk, it's harmless. But, you know.
It's naive. First of all, you don't have to be broken up. I mean, you send your boyfriend or husband a nude, you don't think he's already shown it to other people?
Oh, agreed. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, LB.
It's not because you break up. I mean,
seeing this chick on Tinder. I've only been dating her for a week. Who cares what she thinks? Check out her rack. Everybody's doing it. That's what I'm saying. If you don't want that to happen, don't send the picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my second thing before I get cut off here about the suicide thing, I think that chick's a terrible person. You know, I don't think talking to anyone in the suicide, you're a piece of crap. If you do something like that, you deserve what's coming to you. As far as being charged by the law, and I guess this leans in the same thing, maybe my take on everything is, you know, you got to go at what you do is your own case. But if you're going to, you can't attack. It's still the freedom of speech. You know, at the end of the day, she didn't hold a gun to his head. And if you want to commit suicide, you know, you should deserve, you deserve people to come for you, and you deserve people in your life to talk you out of that. But if you're going to listen to some psychopath girlfriend you got and do that, as terrible a person I think she is, I don't know how you can hold somebody accountable for that, because this is America. It's freedom of speech, and it's like, they're words. They're not hurtful. I usually agree with you, Danielle, but they're still words.
Yeah, but don't you think that she bore some responsibility in that case to get help?
I think she definitely did. I think if you're taking on a relationship with someone, you say, hey, I'm going to endow my life with you. We're going to share something. I don't care if you're 12 or you're 25 or you're 50. If you're in that relationship, you should responsibly be a part of that. But clearly,
she basically listened to the kid die, dude. And she was on the phone with him. Like, when he got back in the truck, she basically listened to it happen. I'm sorry, but there.
And she knew full well his state of mind for a long time.
That goes beyond freedom of speech for me.
I'm amazed by how many people are texting in and saying that they agree with Chris on the nudes, that it is the responsibility of the sender, and not the individual who is distributing the nudes.
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. And that is, you know, someone shares something with you that is a very personal thing, you know, whether or not you're in a romantic relationship, whatever it is, just because you have that. You know, the whole purpose of revenge porn is basically revenge. Like, I'm going to get back at you. You don't just put, like LB said, you might show a few buddies if you're dating somebody, man or woman. Both sexes do it. But to go further than that and post the photo of the person on the internet,
This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, Mr. Hill.
What's up?
How are you?
What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi.
So I'm going to try and make a lighten the day up a little bit. So everybody remembers the Sopranos, right?
Yes.
So you heard the news that it's coming back?
Well, they're
doing Gandolfini's son is going to play him.
Well, they're doing a prequel film.
It's a prequel movie.
It's actually going to be a series.
I've only seen
film.
So where did you see that?
TMZ was reporting it. A few other outlets out there reporting it that they've already signed it.
Yeah, I'll take a look. I haven't seen it.
They're all reporting movie.
Yeah, it's a prequel film. From what I can see, I believe is what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it's gonna be amazing. I hope.
You think it's going to be though?
I don't think so. I don't know if I hope so.
I don't. I mean,
this far away. It's like, you know, this long after it. It's like when they got the cast of Seinfeld back for that final season, or Arrested Development season 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. This is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, kid.
What's up? Bud. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Sue. Happy Gohira Day.
Is it Gohira Day? Awesome.
It is all day.
Nice.
Hey, regarding the older gentleman who stole the 70 pairs of shoes.
Yes.
For the love of Pete, can someone please give Rex Ryan a job?
He's got a great gig, man. Was he NFL Network now? ESPN or NFL Network, he's an analyst making a fortune doing nothing but watching football.
I saw Rob Ryan interviewing Tom Brady during the press conference down there, and his hair is beautiful golden or gray flowing locks were at a long level. I mean, he hasn't cut the hair one bit. Let's see. Here's a text that says, just because you can send nudes doesn't mean you should, and you should be prepared for what happens if...
Right.
There's a lot of people who are defending the right to revenge porn.
I don't agree, but you should know.
Yeah, no.
Whatever you're posting.
I agree 100%
or sending.
Right.
That's
going someplace after.
So do you disagree with the governor then?
I agree. If you use it for purposes of revenge, yeah, there should be a law against that.
Yeah, okay.
But you should also keep in mind anything, even if it's like a picture of your dog or whatever.
The dog porn?
Yeah, dog porn.
Who's doing revenge porn?
Hot dog porn. But I'm just, whatever you're posting online, people don't get it, and I don't understand why. It's called the World Wide Web.
Right.
Even if you're texting, it's out there digitally. You're in the cloud somehow, and that's exposed to the rest of the world. You're putting it out there. You got to think, like, stop before you hit the send button.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
This texter says, it's brutal, but it should be legal.
It's legal to send it. It's not legal to...
It's stupid. When you're with someone... and you can be naked in a room and enjoying, what does a picture matter? Because the picture's going to go, at some point, everyone's going to get it. If you're in the room together by yourselves having a great time, no one else knows.
Right. It's available.
Ever. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. But is the governor? I guess the governor will be in at some point this month.
What do you mean? I guess.
I mean, I don't.
Well, get on the horn, guys.
He's your bestie, kid.
What is he going to avoid you after yesterday? Now.
Yeah, he can't.
Because you got your Escalade impounded.
He can't hang out with known criminals.
Yeah.
I think he's going to try to count the appearance that he did at our Super Bowl on Saturday, our Super Bowl party on Saturday, as a breakfast with Baker for the month, and that's not gonna happen. No, it doesn't count.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Developing story before we talk to Victoria Gotti on the Mass Pike, where there is a closure in the Framingham area because there is some concrete falling from the bridge.
Good news.
This is good news for me. I like to know where the coppers are so that I can avoid them on my on my way home. You know, I like to. Ooh. Oftentimes, I'm recognized as a wanted man, and so I'm going to stay away from that area. But are they? You have a breaking update on that, Danielle?
I saw was that MassDOT closed two lanes on the Pike. Concrete debris had fallen on some vehicles. I'll keep an eye on it. So I can't tell if they've closed the entire road or just a portion of it.
Bag of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Bag of cash, LB.
Wow.
Bag of cash.
It's the rain. The moisture.
That's what it is.
40 years.
Yeah, because concrete's porous. Yeah.
Everybody's texting in about what a complete cluster F it has been.
Oh, God.
Because of the traffic backup. So thoughts and prayers. Joining us right now on the Framingham Ford studio line, it is Victoria Gotti, who you know, of course, from Growing Up Gotti. And she's got a movie that she wants to talk about today. Good morning, and how are you? Hello? Well, maybe she's not
anyone.
There.
Bueller.
Now, earlier this morning, a texter said they would like to guess how long the interview lasted with Victoria
Gotti.
That's like
negative 3 seconds.
That was just slightly longer than I thought it might have.
Yeah.
We'll see if she calls back.
Or all right.
Maybe we didn't go right to her, and she. You think she got frustrated that I mentioned a breaking news story before going to Mrs. Gotti? I don't want to say anything negative about her because you know what happens when you do that. But
she doesn't want to deal with a scofflaw like you.
That's right. She grew up with her father, but she doesn't want to talk to a renowned criminal like myself.
You make her father look like Gandhi.
Yes. All right. Danielle, you told me there's something you want to talk about. I don't remember what it was, though.
Ozzy.
We didn't get to that yet this morning.
I don't even know if I want to talk about
it. I know.
Yeah, right. To be honest.
I know.
We love Ozzy, though.
Ozzy's in the hospital.
He's been hospitalized. He's recovering from the flu.
Yeah.
But he's been having a real hard time, and things were bad enough that Sharon and Jack, both his wife and his son, both rushed to the hospital.
Oh, boy.
To be by his side.
Get Sharon out of here.
Sharon tweeted about it yesterday. She said that his doctors feel this is the best way to get him on a quicker road to recovery. I checked into the hospital on Monday. There is security there by his side. Sharon went home to get a suitcase and a blanket. She's been staying with him by his side.
Well, that's nice of her.
Yeah, very nice of her.
Yeah.
Last week...
She wants to make sure she doesn't get cut out of the will or anything like that.
Exactly.
Cut Sharon out of the will.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, I mean,
there's a guy who's lived 12 lifetimes.
The guy absolutely has lived through a lot of, he's lived 15 lives. So,
Well, he's made the fortune and she's managed it. And, you know, the kids turned out.
Well, she
ended up turning out great.
And she's done pretty well for herself, too. You know,
yeah, you bet.
What is
you
she
bet.
On? The View or something? Is she still on one of those daytime programs or something? All right. Oh, hold on. Victoria Gotti is ready. Hello, Victoria.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm very well.
Well, thank you for being on this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
I imagine that you're lounging in some kind of a expensive couch, a luxurious couch or something while doing this interview. Is that true?
Oh, my goodness. You couldn't be so wrong. Oh. I am. I'm getting ready to mop the floor for the morning's, swipe of the kitchen. And just got done having a cup of coffee. No different than anybody else. And no, there's no lounging. There's no, I'm up since 6. And no, I wish I were lounging in some fabulous couch.
you haven't fired up the jacuzzi, cracked a bottle of champagne to enjoy?
No, not my life.
What made you decide you wanted to produce this movie, My Father's Daughter?
Well, this is about 7 years in the making, believe it or not. And it was like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. You know, I love working on anything that's new project-wise. And I run a bunch of commercial real estate. It just was something that I fell into, really, not something that I did because I loved and this is what I wanted to do. But that's hard in and of itself and all that goes with it. But I think that given the opportunity creatively, I had decided early on, as you see in the movie, I have a tragic event. You know, I become pregnant the first time and it does not work out. My daughter is stillborn and I take that very badly. And I'm told I could not have children in the future. So I kind of go outside myself for a bit and I just, you know, then withdraw completely from society, from the world, my family, and lock myself in this room. And I get so ill that they take me into the hospital and they find, only to find out that I'm pregnant again. And that was like, wait, what? You know, it was like this bizarre, you know, just, no, wait, I can't have children, you know. And wow. I thought of that as like a gift from God, yeah. And I decided that I would, they did say, you know, you are now high risk and you will spend most of the pregnancy in bed, you know, elevated, but with the legs and da-da-da. And I have to say, I thought then, I said, you know, I love the fact that I am having, you know, a child, hopefully children, but at the same time, this is not me. I can't just, this was never me. I have to find something that I can do that will fulfill me too, me. And that was writing. And that's how I started, you know, that creative, that whole creative side of me came out. And anything creatively like this project, I mean, when someone approaches me, it's like, hey, I'm in. You know, I love it. I love that realm of the industry. And I'm even working on another show right now with, we hope that it comes to fruition. It's so different. And it will bring us back, you know, to TV again. And it's just really great. It was great to work on it.
Well, if you need any, I was arrested yesterday. If you need any known criminals, I will be happy to be in.
Oh, my goodness. I'll be happy. Why are you arrested?
Horrible.
Please, dear.
Registration.
Don't fall for it.
Registration expired or suspended. It's.
Goodness.
Listen.
So you might got not caught up in the you can't believe this happened over a registration expired, correct?
Let me tell you this.
It's crazy, it's, I know.
When they booked me and they brought me into Max. And the guy said, what are you in here for? And I said, suspended registration. The guy immediately shuffled right. He was like, he was terrified of me. Speaking of being terrified, I didn't realize this, but your father forbade your romance with the man who became your husband. Was it tough to? It must have been tough for guys to come home and meet your dad when you were dating.
Very tough. But you know, as I say in the movie, and as it just happened to be, he was the first boy that I met and then later married. But he started to court me. He was not afraid. I think that impressed me. I was so young and impressionable, and he would come to my school. We would go out on, you know, little dates, as you'd say, to the diner, to the soda, you know, fountain store, you know, just get a couple of drinks on a hot, really hot day. And I meant, you know, soft drinks, of course. I was 15. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I thought, okay, this is all the norm, you know. And then Dad finds out, you know, when I want to bring him home to meet my parents. I'm going to then turn 16, and I think it's time I'm allowed to date. Dad said when I was 16. And, no, you know, Dad was like, no, not this guy. Oh, no.
Wow.
You know, you're going to date the kind of guys that I want you to date. And that's the doctors, the lawyers, the this, the that. I have dreams for you, Victoria. And that was that, you know, and it went from, well, you'll see in the movie, it's really quite a, I mean, it almost caused me to at one point, I mean, I was even thinking of just upping and, you know, eloping and running off somewhere and not seeing, the thought of never seeing my family again.
Well,
you know,
because I think that guys must have been a little nervous. Like, I think that would make me nervous.
Very,
yeah.
Very.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's...
I mean, not for nothing, rightly so. A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, but, you know, again, my father very much sheltered us. So, just in general. So, I mean, here I was, this young Catholic school girl, all-girls school. You know, I don't think Dad had in his mind, you know, that I would start dating even at 16 when I was given that, you know, limit, that level, so to speak, that you can start, you know, wearing makeup a little bit at, you know, 15 and then you can date at 16. I couldn't wait for those. You know, as a young girl, you can't wait for these milestones. So yeah. Here it is. I'm turning 16, so it's a few months shy of it. And I think, okay, well, I'm cheating a little, but, you know, this guy keeps coming around. And then I go to, you know, set up this meeting to bring him home. But right before I do that, you know, to meet the parents, my father finds out and he comes home and surprises me and starts screaming and says, this boy, you will not see. So you just erase him from your thoughts, erase him from your memory. And I'm like, well, wait, no. And this is how that started.
May I ask you which film you prefer and which one is perhaps more accurate, Casino or Goodfellas?
Neither.
Oh, what's your
favorite? Neither. I think the one that's most accurate to describe that line of life, that way of life, it's funny because, well, I shouldn't say funny, it's ironic. Maurice Bernard, who plays Dad, and he did such a fantastic job. I mean, really, he blew me away. And he was my first pick when they kept putting all of these actors in front of me, some very much, you know, well-known people and then some not so known. And everybody, just when I saw his picture and his, you know, reel, I was like, this is the guy. But it was interesting because he asked me something and he said, if you could give me one. You know, this is a very intimidating role for me, a very important role for me, probably the most important. If you could give me one word of advice, what would it be? And I said, he said, about your dad and playing him. And I said, okay, think more Michael Corleone in The Godfather than you would Tony Soprano in The Sopranos. And he just went, I got it. Yeah. I got it. And he later went on to tell the media that was the best advice he'd ever gotten. And he went in there the next day and he started, you know, kicking butt.
Didn't Travolta play your dad in the movie? I didn't watch it, but didn't...
Yes, he did.
What did you think of that?
I thought he did a great job. I mean, yeah. John and Kelly are great people. They are such a great family. I mean, I've met all of them and spent a lot of time with them. They're really, really great people. He put everything, you know, I think, into it. And I think that his real hard work, and if anybody that really knew my dad were to really be honest, they would have agreed and said he did a great job.
Well, it's called Victoria Gotti, My Father's Daughter, February 9th, 8 p.m., Lifetime Television. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you very much.
I can't believe that guys would date her
Right?
Knowing yeah, I who wouldn't. Her father was.
No friggin' way.
Yeah.
Nope. That's hard
or
not, pass.
Or finding out, like, when you show up at the house. It's you.
You're so paranoid about curfew and what time you're supposed to. I know I'm supposed to have you home by 11, but I'm going to drop you off at 8:30.
Right.
Like, I'm going to get you home early.
Yep.
Oh, oh man.
Yeah.
But imagine, like, them, too. Like, him. Like her dad trying to let somebody into this that world.
What world? He's not in any.
Well, kind of, you know.
What are you talking about?
That's my shoe.
Oh, jeez.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Joe?
I have nothing to do with the Hill Registry crime family.
Yeah. Syndicate. It's a syndicate.
It's the Hill Syndicate. Yeah. It's a what it is a collection of 52-year-old Dateline watchers who they try to see what traffic laws they can violate.
Oh my God.
Breece Hill, aka Bentley football player / hitman.
Hey ref, why don't you put a few calls his way? I'll fix your sticker.
Oh, look at this!
What?
Look at this picture from Monkey. He's got the plates. Monkey got my plates.
Oh my
back.
God! Let me see.
That's how he just sent me a picture. That's it. Maybe I'll share that.
Yeah, but where's your truck?
Don't share your plate.
Well, I got to go get the truck from the tow place, and I get that's probably like what $10.
$50.
You might want to go to the ATM.
Go to the ATM for that, baby.
Don't pull a Britt McHenry.
What, he walk into the station and just go, "I'm here for Mr. Hill's plates." You know,
he probably knows all the guys. Man.
Johnny knows everybody, and he's a phenomenal friend.
Yeah,
because
he's like the ambassador.
He went and took. I mean, what a he's the best.
Probably had breakfast with Trump yesterday. He came back. He was just driving back, and he's like, "Oh, Hill Dog's plates are what? Come on,
Johnny, help me out."
Johnny's probably carrying the Escalade back to Stowe.
He is the best. He's the best human being ever. John Egan.
What movie was that when they had to fuel Air Force One mid-flight?
Oh, that was called Air Force One.
Was it Air Force One? I couldn't remember if it was that movie or not.
With Harrison
like
Ford.
Johnny swoops in, attaches to the top of the Escalade.
Get off my plane. All right, we got to go. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com. That's WAAF.com. Or you can get it on the radio.com app.